with it. You can't speak, huh? Sit on a chair. Okay, gentlemen. We begin with the Yad HaShemaya on the new Mar Makoma. She's so beautifully typed. Mr. Feinberg. A new topic of Hanochas Tefillin. Okay, let's turn to the Gemara, that's Chaf Aleph, Amar Aleph. The Gemara tells us as follows. An Ovel, Gimel Yamim HaRishonim, Otto Niyach Tefillin, V'Shlishi Ve'elech, V'Shlishi Bechlau, Mutto Niyach Tefillin. The Baal Panach Hadoshis, Eino Cholik. The Rebbe Lech. The Shulmar, Ovel Beis Yom HaRishon Matul Nech Tfilin. Misheni, Misheni Bechlau, Mutul Nech Tfilin. The Baal Panach Hadoshis, Cholik. So the two Machlokes, right, in different directions. The Kula and the Chumra. Rav Masna, and they go the reason. Vayitu Yomei Bechi, Vahvita Ki Yomar. And they give different Bechiyas, each one to the other. What's interesting is that the Sukkim are for one and two respectively, whereas the original statements were for two and three respectively. In other words, they start with three, and right, the first one says Gimel Yomim, three, then it says two. And that three and two may translate into two and one, perhaps with a mix of the Yom Kippur, but then the derivation should have been for three or for two, not for two and for one. That's the Ha'or. Fine. Says the Gemara, "Ula alacha Rabbi Elazar ben Chalitza, alacha Rabbi Yeshua ben Hanocha." What does that mean? Rabbi Yeshua is more makel. Makel in the sense he can put on tefillin earlier. He has only two instead of three, which really means one instead of two, basically. And we follow Rabbi Elazar ben Chalitza, which says we said in both Panach Hadash and the Cholos, the coolest of both. Yibarlu, b'sheni leula, cholet or ena cholet. Here, what's tricky about this? That the choladeis have to be cholas, right? Tashma ma'ula choladeis u'meniach after the mea pamin. Tadin amiyachi yudah ben tema omer choladeis u'meniach after the mea pamin. Ravamah kevin shiniach shuv eino choladeis. Ah, you need three mitzvah shiny. That's the sugi. That's the sugi. Rashi, b'sheni l'ula cholit, b'shlishi kama halacha rabbi Elazar, d'ama eino cholit. Aber b'sheni lo yadana, hi cholit, hi lo. What's that kind of a mimonisha? Cholit to meniach, b'sheni akil me apamim, diyo, v'chi bo apanu chadoshes cholit, v'chi lek apanu chadoshes, meniach, off and on, Rava says, no. Once you put it on, you don't have to take it off anymore. Rava is the biggest maker. He's making more than Rabbi Elazar, more than Rabbi Yeshua. It's a combination of the coolest, even what we might call otherwise a tithe of the Sabbath. What's the Panach Hadash's business? What's that about? And Rashi explains. What's the reason for it? Rashi says, what is the Rashi? Here we go. Afa gav the ikal amechas duma amri b'shnei yomim harishon nami heniach tefillin. According to Rashi, the Panim Chadoshes is simply a maritime. But if someone wasn't there before and he sees you wearing tefillin on day three, so you probably wore on day one and two also, which you're not allowed to do. That's Shitas Rashi. Okay. So let's go to the Rosh, please, in Siman Lamed Zayin, where the first aura we spoke about is addressed explicitly. Namely, is it three and two? Is it two and one? Is it mixed Yom Kippur? What is it? And when is it? We haven't yet discussed the sugya mixed Yom Kippur. There's three. Well, let's see what the Rosh has to say first. Okay, it's the last wide line before the biggest indent on column 2 on page 70. Siman Lamed Zayin. Umaskane and also the Yom Rishon Bilvad. Yikim Merira Chad Yomu, Achvisa Kiyomar. Kevin Shiniach Yom Sheni Shuvein Akolei Tachilu Bav Hamach Hadash. This is the riff. Masha Kaseh Rav Alpes Ein Osa Eli Yom Rishon Bavad Vishy Yom Rishon Kulo Osar Avol Sheni Ein Osa Le Mitzoso. The riff didn't mean it's only one day. Can't be. The minute is 2 days. But since the same mix is Yom Kulo. Right? So therefore, the riff to the Manah Kitzer said it's only Osa for 1 day. That's why it wasn't mentioned. Oh, he wants to know now in the first wide line after the indent. Im nemar mitzvah yom tukulo miyad v'aneta chama. O nemar acha she'amdu menachme me'etzlo, which the acha she's following him ha'ovo, which is the real, when Shiva is up, the Gemara says, when is yom tukulo? When amdu menachme. Here it's not Shiva, it's day two, it's not day seven. V'yayroa, the miyad v'aneta chama, amin yom tukulo. The dafka v'yom shvi, normally we say that's nate. It's only for the Shiva where there will, you know, I'm going to use the word now. You need a special kiyum of Shiva, and in order to we'll get to this later, to break the day, the mitzvah kekula, you have to do something which is Shivadik, and that includes Nicham Avelim, and therefore, you have to wait that long. But if it comes to Shloshim, we're going to explain later, it's no Kiyum, it's only Yisurim, we already made a brief reference to that. And also when it comes to Shomer Yom, there's no Kiyumim. So as soon as there's a Neitzachama, so it's a mitzvah kekula. Even the Shomer Yom is not so clear. Could be that you do a bedika, could be you do a tevila, there's something that's going on, which is the equivalent of the Avdu Menachem, we'll get to it, postpone that to a later date. Fine. The Bach says no. The Bach says, come on. The Riff says, 1 day. What are you telling the Riff meant a day and a half? He said 1 day. And according to the Russians and understanding of the Riff, not 1 day. It's 1 day and then it's something else. We have the Mitzvah Kekula, which may even extend according to one position of the rush into a few hours till they finish Shacharis. Yeah. We dive in Shacharis here at 10 to 8 and the sun rises when? 4 something here. So hours and hours to even start Shacharis. So it could be 3-4 hours till after Netzach Hamah till the Adam and Achimus. Yeah, 1 day. It's a large chunk of the next day. But the Baal is not happy with the Rosh's version of understanding of the Riff. The Ramban, however, defends the position by saying as follows. The Ramban happens to hold personally that Mitzvah Yom Kekulo, you can say it's enough for Laila. Mitzvah Laila Kekulo. Laila is enough by Yer Vayavoker. Laila is enough. As opposed to, for example, the case of Shomer Yom, where we know has to go into the day. The Ramban says, Nechaz Avel is enough to have a night. Remember, the Ramban is very nice. We don't wear tefillin at night. That was last year's Shira. We know it's still the night. Well, out of Mansur, it's Mansur. We might know it's still the night. So by the time the first possible opportunity to put on the tefillin at the Alot HaShachar, by the time it comes, it's already, you've had hours and hours in the Yom Kekula by virtue of the night having passed. That's how we can understand the Riff according to the Ramban. Very nice. The Shitato. Ramban says, Kupeichet. But of course, according to other Rishonim, it has to be only by day, then the question remains. Okay, that's point number one. Point number two, we'll see Tosfos. Tosfos. Zibramas Kole. Kole Zimaniach Asilaneh Apamim Pirish. Kole Zipanim Chadoshis. Umeniach Kishiyelchu. Vechen Kosho Shiyelchu Meh Apamim Bayom. The time, eh? Meshum the Bain Rab Lez, the Bain Rab Yeshua, the Ponim Chadosh, it's Asr. Why? The Rab Lez, the Haniyach Asr, who the Rab Yeshua, if you look at it, that says he before. Ula says you can't be more maker than both. How can you be maker more than Rab Lez holds it Asr, Rab Yeshua holds it Asr for one reason or another? So you can't allow it. That's the opinion of Ula. Fine. Rabbi says no. We'll take the coolers of both. The cooler Rab Lez, Kula Rabbi Yeshua will create a third shita. It's more maker than either of the two Tanoim. Oh. What's this Panachadasha story? So that we already read Rashi the Marasai. However, the Ritva says not that way. Important ritva. On this daf, we're not about Allah from Allah. It's really important ritva. We know, many of us know, that this phrase, Panim Chadoshes, is not found only here in Ilchus Avelis, but it's also found in the opposite situation. Namely, Shevebra, Simcha, the opposite of Avelis. And there, too, is a dispute as to what exactly means Panim Chadoshes. Says the Ritva as follows. Upanim Chadoshes, Amin Hoka, and then Gam 7:21. Gam So the Ritva in both cases says that Panim Chadash doesn't mean he pulls someone off the street. Panim Chadash is someone on whose behalf it's right to add to the simcha in the case of the Sheva Brachas, and to add to the sorrow in the case of an Ovel. What's the hezbra of it? Simple psychology. When somebody who is experiencing joy sees a fresh face, a new face, who he hasn't seen before, there's a new surge of joy. You may see it sometimes at a wedding, when someone comes late. You know, everyone's a chassid, dancing, you know, it's 11:30 at night, 12 o'clock at night, all of a sudden, someone comes in with another wedding, or just came off a plane, oh, there's a little tumult, there's a dance, what happened, what is this? Part of Chadashis, someone just walked in, for the same thing in the next day, someone couldn't come because his cousin was getting married, he couldn't come to his close friend's wedding, so he walked the next day, oh, it's a big simcha because he didn't share it with him. So you already danced with yesterday, good. You'd like to see him again. But the new emotion is because it's called Chadosh. And the same thing is true on both sides when it comes to Avelis. Someone is never down and out, he's crying and he's been by a Levaya and so many people have already tried to console him. And they've commiserated with him, and they've spoken to him about the loss that he suffered. And, you know, all of a sudden, the Levi is about to be over, he's kind of open, someone walks in, oh, he just came, he didn't hear her, and he starts to cry all over again. That's what's called Panim Chadoshes. Right? And the same thing is true of Sheva Brachas within the whole week, it's also true of the Nicham Avel in the whole week. Someone comes in who was not the Levi, who did not speak to him yet, and aroused a new emotional feeling, which was not there before. But it's only true that there is if someone is important to you. So the guy wants to see who are you, never met you. He's not going to add any syndical to a chosin or any pain to an oval. Garnished. This is very important, I will say. It's more important to my than Hilchot Sheva Brachos than Hilchot Tavet. Because there are those who make Sheva Brachos, they just get a guy off the street, they come on, we need you into the Tanach Chadash. In my opinion, the serious Chadash of A-B-L. More than one. Brachos Levatala. The Rambam has a different chisid. Well, the Rambam Chadash is just that you need the Panim Chadash to have hasn't heard the Sheva Brachos yet for the Tzchos and Kala. It's more technical. But according to the Ritva, the Tzubas and here, it's much more emotional. And the Tzatzal Tzoyst himself, the Tzoyst is that Shabbos like Panim Chadash. According to the Rambam, the Rambam never quotes it as a Medrash. There's no such thing. We're not going to the Sheva Brachos now. But there's more no gear there than it is here. And I'll tell you an interesting story in a few minutes, which I'll tell you two one thing I can tell you already now that when I was in Avelis, so we'll get to discuss later the next figure whether an Ovel is permitted to go to a wedding. So the Poskim stated if an Ovel has the Rebbe of a Talmud, and the Talmud will be disappointed and will they be very upset if the Rebbe doesn't come, he's allowed to come, just comes, stays for the chuppah, and he goes home. So such a situation happened. This is now 8 years ago, and I was at a wedding in June, right? I was just there coming out of Avelis, and I remember distinctly, after the chuppah, which is summertime, so I stayed around long enough just to daven Meir, that was a chiyuv, I daven Meir for the omen, I said, Kaddish. Now, most people who were there from my chabur, from the yeshiva, they understood very well why I said Kaddish. But I still remember who it was. It was Rabbi Oretz, who spoke here last Shalashudas, who we know for so many years. What's this Kaddish? I had to tell him that my mother passed away. Oy vey, he came over to me and he started talking to him. I started crying all over again. That's exactly it. It was at a wedding, but it was Pan Chadashis and Avelis. It wasn't some person, it was someone who was close to, who you feel a strong kesher with. Atan, story one. Story two, I'll tell you as we go. Now, the Ramban writes in page Reshit Gimel that still is in the mitzvah Rabba, and they only asked it one day because it's Avelis Doraita. Oh, you're making the one day into an Avelis Doraita ticket in. So guess what? Comes along the Mari Tat, one of the Pitzkei Shuvah, and says, if it's based upon Avelis Doraita, which is what the Ramban seems to say, then it's only your Mitzvah Kvura. What happens? Someone passes away on Sunday and is buried on Monday, when everyone agrees that the Avelis is not the Doraita. So then on Monday, you should put on tefillin. The Pitzkei Shuvah says, of course, the Mari Tat, the Chidusha, says, Daf Yom Mitzvah Yom Kvura, because it's a Dinda Oraita. Double the Oraita is wrong. It's wrong. It's a very nogel. This happens all the time. This really happens all the time. All the time. Why is he wrong? The first, the Dogma Oraita Kasha from the Ramban. Ramban has to take Reish Lamadayin by Shemur Rechoka. It's an interesting question. I think it's worth seeing inside. Not in the Mamma Kamish. Wait a minute. Oh, the dog on the rubber in the Mamma Kamas. Okay, so you can look there. Okay, if you look at the dog on the rubber in the side of the Shulchan Aruch, I'm going to be open for Ramban. You can do that too if you wish. Page Reish Lamed Zayin. See the Lashon. So about a question of Shmua. We have to discuss this later. Is a Shmua Krov and a Shmua Rechoka? Krov is within 30 days and Rechoka is beyond 30 days. Okay, so the Ramban says Shmur Rechoka, you need not take off your tefillin. Why? Because it's no more powerful, says the Ramban, than the second day of a Shmur Krova. Okay, so the impression is conveyed from the Ramban at the first day of a Shmur Krova, you may not put on tefillin, you even take off your tefillin. That's the impression conveyed from the Ramban. Now, the pashtus is that Shmur Krova is only the Rabbanon. So you see that even if it's the Rabbanon Dikadin, still on the first day of that the Rabbanon Dikadin, you have to remove your tefillin. That's what you have to say. No, comes along the Imre Baruch that I asked you to see, I think, right? On the Dogma Rav, he says, wait a minute. There's a difference. In Yom Mitzvah Kfur, someone dies on Sunday, buried on Monday. Monday's no longer such a Yom Mar. Because you already cried your heart out on Sunday. This is day two from the moment you heard about the tragedy. As opposed to Shmua Krov, for someone here that his relative died 2 weeks ago, boom, gets a telegram like in the old days. Boom, is the first day that he heard about it. So it's nafesh v'merusei, it's achrisa ki yomar. That is the yomar for him. So if it's the yomar for him, that's what the Ramban says over here, that you don't put on tefillin. So I both say, wait a second. This has nothing to do with the Maritah. In other words, the two separate sorrows over here. We can say Yom Mitzvah Kfur, you put on tefillin for one of two reasons. It's because Avelis Dirabonim seems to be rejected by this Ramban on page Reish Lamazayin, although it seems to be shot in Reish Gimel, but here in Reish Lamazayin it seems to be rejected. And there's a completely separate reason why we could argue that you need Yom Mitzvah Kfur, because not the Omar. That's a whole different story. That's a completely different line of reasoning. Different completely. That's what the Chai Adam likes, this line of reasoning, and he's the famous Tzach. So you put it all out of brachos if you're not sure. It's a whole different line of reasoning. Oh, so let's take a look and see if this line of reasoning is correct. This is accepted. Lahalacha. So I asked you to see a rush from Simon Gimel. This was a rush on the Mamma Kamas the first day. A long rush, which you really haven't paid too much attention to. With all the riots back and forth. Avelis Doraita, and that we really maybe should spend some time. But we're so far behind our schedule. So in Simon Gimel at the end, the Rosh has the following discussion. Somebody wanted to bring a raya that your mission is Doraita, because the Easter Tefillin is your mission. The Leonira to the Rosh, lived five lives in Simon Gimel, page Laman Gimel, halfway down the first count. They raya mit Tefillin. The Tzur Tefillin lami yiches to Gamina. The same is the Kol Shiva, Kishayim yada vela, to Gamina Minei. Right? It's only your mission. But rather, Terech HaChavosh Alecha, Alma Tefillin Ikru Per, The other be Omar, Ma'ol El Ve'efer Karno, Ve'enochon Sheyosim Ma'ovel Tzilin Shupair, Vimkom Efer. Uveshev Ya'atase Bidlu Chachonim, Mitzvah Tzilin, Ve'yom Rishon. So writes the Rosh. The Rosh. You get the impression from the Rosh, like the Chayazim, like the Mebor. Doesn't do it Avelis, it's a different din. It's a Yomar din. A Yomar din. As a matter of fact, the if this is true, perhaps is what the Rizos would suggest, you don't see Allah Khadir make of the oval. Because it's not a din in the oval, it's in the tefillin. Someone who's all the way for Karno, who's in such a lowly state, he shouldn't be wearing tefillin to the chassan in the tefillin. Nor of us, someone who's in Avelis is a hechatimsa of someone who's lowly. But the issue is it needs a tefillin, not an Easter Avelis. And therefore, maybe you shouldn't say, Halacha Kedivrei Hamekim. In any event, this being the case, it's hard to know, even given that the Rosh is correct, that it's not a din of Avelis as such, and it wouldn't depend upon the Doraisa Rabbanim thing. That's the truth to tell. If it would be a Rabbanim Doraisa thing, we would reject the Maritas, because we passed an Halacha that there's no Avelis Doraisa at all. So even if Chad Rabban is correct, Meshav Gimel, that the Ramban says there that there's no tefillin yomish because yomish is deraisa. Yomish is kfuru. We have to reject it lalacha. We don't have a deraisa. We have the name for us. Yomish is kfuru would not be required. Kfuru alone also wouldn't wear tefillin. But even if the Rosh is right, even if Ma'ol Be'efer Karno and Yomar, still it's not proved that the Yom Kfuru Sheni Yomish is not a Yomar. Not so clear. So even the Ma'aseh Rov Post can say at the Minhag Olam, no tefillin even on Yom Kfuru alone. The Yekis, they follow the Maritat, and they put on still without a bracha the Chayodom in the case of a Yom Kippur, which is not a Yom Amis. It comes up on a very regular basis. What about Cholamoid? The Machloikas, the Magen Avraham, and the Prima Gadim. All this is quoted in the Mishnah Berurah that I asked you to see. The Mishnah Berurah in Siman Lamed Ches Tetei. It will be sought by now. The Mechaber says, And the day after, so there's already a week later. It's not a Yom Mar. You don't miss a single day of tefillin. Again, to those who wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. There are many people in this room who don't wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed ever. But for those who wear, he will in effect not have missed a day. Okay? The Prima Gadim argues and says no. The Kol B'Kol Yom Mar Ulo, even though there's no official Avelis, they have the Levaya, there's a Misa, the Levaya, let's say, and in Chol HaMoed, after Bikena say, it's a Yom Mar. So the Mishnah Berurah paskens to put it on without a bracha. He throws in most people don't make a bracha anyway. Some do, but they do. In this particular case, they should not. It's Ruchag, you put it on. You don't have to perform it to Yom Rishon of Avelis. It's not a Yom Mar anymore. You already observed the Rav Hashem B'tzin of Chol HaMoed. They already gave you some kind of consolation. Okay? It's not comparable to Yom Kippur, which is not Yom HaMisa. Because here it's different. It's different. What about Purim? Talked about over here also in the Mishnah Berurah. Purim. According to the Magen Avraham, you don't put on tefillin. And the Prima Gadim is Mesupik. It's unclear. In Tafresh Tzadi Vav, it's unclear. Now, the Magen Avraham says you don't put it on. It's the Shita. So, what does that mean? That there are those who say that there is Avelus the Purim. The minig is the Ramah, there's no Avelis of Purim, but at least Mitzafeh, so maybe what? Maybe there is Avelis of Purim, you gotta put on Tzul. It's not a Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed is certainly no Avelis. Purim is the Machlokas HaPoskim, so we're quote unquote Machlokas to keep certain laws of Avelis. Maybe yes, maybe no, it's not clear. Even if we'll say we won't keep certain laws of Avelis, as the Ramah seems to say, but since we are cognizant of the other view that there is a Avelis for Purim, the Mechaber Shita, so therefore, when it comes to tefillin, we put on the tefillin without without a brook. Without a brook. Fine. Here's an interesting point, which I want, my second story. I saw the thing called the Mishmeret Sholem. Who has it here? Big, humongous Shulchan Aruch Yeradei has it. They have a huge, huge, the biggest one you can find. Who has the biggest Yeradei in the room? Come on. You have it? Let's see how big it is. Whoa. Yeah, that has it. Open up in the back. There's a statement called Chaim Ubrochel and Mishmeret Sholem. Is that yours or belongs to the Knesset? Good, so we'll have it on file. See again, there's only one copy of that, because the regular Yardens don't have it, unfortunately. Huh? Anyone else have it in the back? You do? Who else has it? Besides Nachman, anyone else has it? That's it there too? Oh, Gavale, let me borrow it. It's a slim volume, it even has it. So it only has it with the bit. There's all that Shurukh and Smokas has in the back too. Oh, nice big print. Oh, I'm a Chayim. So he discusses the following situation. It goes in alphabetical order. So it's tough to answer to him. I didn't put him in the comments, I thought no one had it. Okay. Good to know. Tough to answer to him. And in the post Nun Gimel, the following Shabbat. So we're not going to go to the Prophet now at all. Forget about the Prophet. But there are law we'll get to later. It's certain halacha, if a person goes who is coming from far, from a distance, and he joins the people who are sitting shiva in a particular home, he gets up with them. I mean, let's not talk about that there, no? Everyone knows a little bit about that. He gets up early. In other words, let's say the avail is started on a Wednesday, and he walks in on a Thursday or a Friday, wherever he's coming from. He gets up on Tuesday with everybody else. Right? So everyone's familiar with some vaguely with some kind of notion of that nature? Everyone, yeah? Good. So he walks in on a particular day, walks in. He walks and says he doesn't know anything about it. He heard someone was sick, he came, he arrives, and then suddenly finds the Levi was 2 days ago. Rips his clothes, it's terrible, it's a terrible, terrible day. Right? What day is that? Remember, he's getting up in the fifth day from here. So we treat it as day one, we treat it as day three. That's the people in the Sefer, Chaim Abrocha, the Mishmer Shalom. You know what? It's Yom Ma. Yom Ma, what he said. The Marsham is quoted in the Divrei Sofer, quoted over here a little bit as well. He doesn't like it. How can it be? Getting a Sira. If this is day one, then how's that going to be? How do you count? One, seven. There's only three blips in between. How do you do that? The new math. In Bershah, they didn't have any new math. So the Masham said, if that's day seven, you subtract, it has to be day three. That's what he suggests. No, I say what I would answer. Call it day three, I don't care. Still Yom Ma. You know what I'm telling you? If you go with the original words of Yom Rishon, then maybe I can hear the Masham's timing. If you go with Yom Ma, I don't care if you call it day three. Day three, but it's called Yom Ma. Now, I had a shout like this. We're going to get to it in a little bit. According to some poskim, the din is that on day two, what's the halacha? If you put on your tefillin and panim chadashos walk in, you leave them on. But if the panim chadashos walked in before you put them on, you don't put them on. You saw that shita? Mordechai shita, correct. The Mordechai shita. We'll get to it soon. So I had this exact shout. When I was unfortunately in Avelis, I flew to Eretz Yisrael on a Wednesday night, and I came back on a Friday morning early. And I davened Friday morning in the house with my father, my brother. Now, for me, because I was in the kfur in Eretz Yisrael on a Thursday, so Thursday was day one, and by the old math, Friday is day two. But of course, for the other one else in the house, Friday was already day three, because they already were Mavdir Pneum on Wednesday at the airport. So I was playing the shadows I was playing. What did it? I was never born as a prince. Anyway, here it is. What kind of status is that? Day two or day three? Not Kamina. According to the Mordechai, should I try to be careful and put the tefillin on before Panah Chadash to walk in? So I decided, you know what I'm going to do? I'm not going to take any chance. I had the plane arrived on time. I had no luggage. Came right away. I was there quite a little bit before the davening. say I'm going to put on the tefillin 10 minutes before davening. I'm not in that habit usually, but yeah, I want to do it before Pamas. I'm ready to do it. All of a sudden, the bell rings, and someone walks in. Someone walks in and says, Gewalt, I blew it. Who walked in? It happened to a very close friend of the family. Only one thing. I said to myself, I already saw him by the Levaya. When I saw him by the Levaya, he wasn't part of the Chadash. So I didn't have the Shaila. But I had, people who walk in early to Shiva houses sometimes, even though, So that Shaila came to my mind. I thought I would never see it in print. Here it is. In the Mishmeres Shalom, Os Tov, the Katan, Nun, Gimel. Okay. Now let's go back to the Shtabura, Shulchan Aruch, Lamed Ches, where it says, straight. Mikan ve'eile chayev afilu bo ponim chadosh. And the simple reading of the Mechaber is you put on the tefillin, even though ponim chadosh has already walked in. So I would have no shayla at all, according to the Mechaber. However, the Magen Avraham says you can't do that. The Rosh is beferish not that way. The Rosh says kevin shiniach yom sheni shuvei nochole. Says the Magen Avraham, it's not only a mashmos of the Rosh, it's the mashmos of the Gemara. What are we told by Rosh? You should have the Gemara. What's the Lashon of the Gemara? They both said Lashon of the Gemara. And the Rav is Lashon on the Kofar. What's the Rav is Lashon? No, what does he say? Rav Amar came and shiniach shuvei nochole. No, so on day two, once you put it on, you don't take it off. But I had this problem, I told you. Someone walked in, knocked on the door, walked in 10 minutes before Davi was called for. Gevalt, I haven't put it on yet. So even Pana Kadosh is Bechara, although the Mechaber would say put on tefillin, the Mogen Avraham and Rava, pretty good line up there, say, don't put on tefillin. I can call it the Gemara. No, a Gemara. Well, okay. And turn to the Mordechai now, the one that you quoted before. What's the symbol? What? Tough, fatty dollar, correct? Let's take a look. Tough, fatty dollar. All right, close to Gemara. Umaskinon. This is in page Kofalos, Omanos, the very end of the page. Shein Oskar Eli Omishin. Abel Vishaini, Umishaini, Velech Mutter. Viminiach Sunu Biom Shaini. Afi Lutbol, Panachadosh, Nenacholet. Umish, Mamino. Dafkin, Dimbol, Panachadosh, Nenacholet, Vishaini. Avlim bov kodem shiniach tefillin ein manichon ad sheyelku. Right, that's what Rava says. Kevin shiniach ein akolos shepon hakadoshes. Avol ein lo miniach kol zman sheyesh shepon hakadoshes. Avol bishlishi afilu yesh shepon hakadoshes manichon. That was my assumption. When I had this chakira before, whether it was day two or day three for me, I was assuming that's a Mordechai. Yeah, that's what I was assuming. That's what I was assuming. Fred the Kiveger, what's the Mordechai talking about? Those have a Shulchan Aruch open, should open to the Kiveger right over here. I am not going to have wrong to be on bays and ball upon a Kadosh and a Maniach HaShiyelchu. And the Dalke Moshe goes to Mordechai, the Yom Gimel, and feel the Baruch Hanosh, it's Meniach. Lani is Daiti, the Baruch Mordechai, Tmuim. Tmuim. Why? Rebbe Lezer, and the Gimel Ve'elech, in Baal, Panam Chadoshes, Eino Choles, Ayin Betsugya. Kemi Nolan, Lo Baladina, the Begimel Meniach. How do we know that we accept the Kula on Shlishi, you can even put on Tfilin, when the Panam Chadoshes walked in before you put your Tfilin on? Truth is that the Yerushalmi is mashmah, the Ramban quotes it, that Baal Panim Chadoshes called the Blazi Cholten Kol Zayin. Kol Zayin. Oof. But that means let's get the following territory. How can I make the Mordechai a Toah? Well, they didn't know the Gemara. They made the following suggestion. I have to explain to you that in the Bavli there's a little mix up in the Bavli and Yerushalmi. The Tanoim are mixed up in the names. But according to the Shita and the Yerushalmi Rabbah, listen very carefully. Take the following suggestion. According to the Sita Yerushalmi, that it's usher for 2 days. On the third day, in Bol Panim Chadashis, Ein Ocholik. Right? It doesn't say Mishlishi Ve'elach. It just says Shlishi. So we can suggest as follows. According to the Mordechai, like this, that according to the Sita that holds Cholik, Ein Achinam. If it's Cholik, if you hold Cholik, then there's no difference between 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. The day of that hold, that if you have the Sunnah before the Panach Lashes walk in, you got to take it off, then it's no difference, as the Rebbe Kivega says, between day 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, it's all exactly the same. No difference. Why? I'll say a possible Chiddush. Why are you being Cholik? Well, if Rashi's right, it's a question of Maris Ayin, shouldn't make much of a difference whether you put it on first before the Panach Lashes walk in or not. What's the difference with the Rashi? The Maris Ayin. It's the difference. So there's no difference between, right? 2, 6, 7, all exactly the same. And that's exactly the Yerushalmi, that's the Torah of Rabbi Akiva Eger. But Rabbi said, we don't pass in that way. We pass in a strange mixture. Ein meniach ve'ein cholik. How do you explain that? Can't be like Rashi. So I'm suggesting that this is a little bit audacious, that the sheetahs in the Gemara to the various Yerushalmi, what can I do? According to this shita, ain't no meniach ve'en achol, so the one would explain, like the Ritva shita. Like the Ritva shita. What does Ritva shita say? You know, Panach Lashes is a certain emotional feeling which overcomes an individual. Okay? So we say like this, how strong is this new emotional situation? It's strong enough that it disallows you from putting on tefillin. But it's not that strong that it forces you to take them off. There's a difference. If that's the case, according to this sheet that we can say, that's only on the second day. But on the third day, the emotions have subsided enough that even if you, the Panim Chadash is walking in before you put on the tefillin, you're permitted to put them on. So it's a stickle haba atayah. Yes. Yeah. Right. So you're saying that I answered his question, but there's another question. Right, because Rav is talking about Cheney. Mitzvah Cheney, right. So that's what I'm suggesting. I think you can dodge all the bullets with the Sarah. I think so. I mean, you have to get some Sarah, because you can actually leave the Mordechai as a tabua. That's an epithetic. That's my suggestion. Yes, sorry.
Why what's the problem? Why does it stay either way? So why didn't someone...
What do you mean?
I'm not sure if it's that you would have to get from whatever it says. I'm not sure that you would have to.
See the Mordechai Tzimun. The Rebbe Lez, I'm going to give a ve'elech and ball, but I'm going to say, 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 the most you have is Ein HaKolet. What's the answer we have? Rava is more makel than both sheep. Right? Rava said, only Kemet Sheminiach, that's only Yom Sheni. And I started saying tomorrow, why should be the Lulu Hoba Atalia? Perhaps, it's a suggestion. Rava said, we have to go to the next sugya. Just don't have time to stay in the sugya. The next sugya is what's called, officially, Tisporis. Now, we've spent a little bit of time on Tisporis already, but we have to revisit it. It's a Gemara Chav Beis and Medeis, about that, please. Chav Beis and Medeis. The Gemara is quite brief. The Gemara says like this, I'll call a Mason, Mitzap, Aleach, Shloshim Yom. I'll Ove, Ve'alino, Ashigru, Bochaveru. Pretty brief Gemara. Two lines. Taisis, Ashigru, Bochaveru. Nira, de regel, Eino, Mevatel, Dover, Zeh. That means if somebody lost a relative a week, 8 days before Yontif, okay? So now Yontif's upon us. Yontif cancels Dinei Shloshim. So if he had a brother who lost a brother, he could shave an Erev Pesach. If he lost a parent, and lo yigiru bo chaverov, has reached that level yet, you're not allowed to take a haircut. Because what does Yontif do? Yontif is on the calendar. As such, it knocks out all halachas depend upon the calendar. where halachas depend upon the mitzvahs, yontif is not able to knock it off. That's the pashas. That's the pashas. Okay, this is Tosfos. Let's go a little further. Kol davar shu talei b'vav zayin v'lam regel masim. Bochat shishlich pera, v'yigur bochaverov, v'yom lo tei mei manu. And that cannot be knocked off by yontif. That's Tosfos. Yesh svar shakosu behem. Oh, yigeru bochaverov, Yerushalmi. Not yishlach pera, yishalach pera, v'yigeru bo, but rather, oh, yigeru bo. And there should tell us all fair. Kim kemoshu katrafti, ash yishlach pera, v'yigeru bo. Right? I can have either one. We know for sure the ash of yigeru bochaverov. It's going to be a mistake. It's a mistake. Fine. Okay. This is a mistake. The Beis Yosef quotes a smack. I need my tools and leave. The Beis Yosef quotes a smack. Thank you very much. The Beis Yosef is very important in the Simon. Simon Shin Sadi. He quotes a smack, a very interesting smack. It's a whole new tyrant. If you didn't see it here, you would never hear it. You would never dream of it. Never hear of it. What does smack say? Oh, I can't find it. In Arvu Shloshim Yom, call them a haregel. Haregel matik, then a tzorach lahaftin at shigur bo chavera. The time of Mishnah Amina be Yerushalmi shir gara shloshim yom, the kach haregel matiko. What you talking about? What you saying? He's talking about two separate 30-day periods. The smack learns, Rabbi Osai. We understood that you have to have 30 days, and that very day, day 30, Yigru Bochaverov, take a shave, a haircut, no problem. Smack understood, apparently, not that way. You have to have 30 days. That's the basic core avelus, which everybody has for all relatives, okay? And the Shir Gara is an additional 30 days. An additional 30 days. That's what it means. Ad shiyishalach pera, which means 30 after 30. 30 plus 30. O ad shiyigru bo chaveiro, which means within the last 30 days, if yigru bo, you don't need the full second 30. I repeat, that seems to be a smack was on the shot. So you have to have 30 days basics, and another 30 days after which you can shave. But if yigru bo chaveiro within the second 30-day period, then it's okay. The male is not Paschkin. That since the second period called Gara is quantified and it's called 30 days, once it's quantified, it's on the calendar. Guess what? Do what? Regel can knock it off. Regel can knock it off. Now, the core idea of this smack, as you already alluded to, and then the Muke Yosef. Please take a look over here on page Yud Dalet and Daf Yarif. Please. Yud Dalet and Daf Yarif. If you don't mind. Take a look. Open up. It's only a very brief statement. It's an enigma. But when you know the smack, that's what he means. Something along those lines. Ash Yigru. The Yushami Mashad Lamahani Rego. Actually, go to Sarla Mas in their robe. The Eshmish and Medi Raya. Okay, Mehoda Amrina, they have a Nichos to Mesa Mishta, Yud Beis Kodesh. So you go Gimel and Regolim. here, by the way, you notice this Gemara? Never said 12 months. Comes to Tishbara. Didn't say it. But it's a Mishnah. So every year has 3 regalas. I'm in a regal master number there. Came and Shane told me this is there. Shlosh. Not quantified. So yes, Shaman. The Arbu Lamed Yom. The Hakat Bar Regal. The Oz the Regal Mapsiko. Umahani Levatos Man Agara. Kimo Shemoa Lifne Shlosh and Bishar Mason. How can it be? Here's the answer. It's along the lines of the Smak. That's what the Muki Yosef is driving in. What's the idea? Yes.
Then
could we say also that the regal came first, the first lotion? Then it would be not the first lotion, because after the regal came in the first lotion. So regal will not go off the first lotion, but the would for to be a brother, he can go shave mamish that day, Erev Yontif. Now that it's apparent and there's no gara yet, so what are you suggesting? That we should, the new clock of Torah should start right now. Probably correct. Probably correct. Probably. Now, how come the word Yud Beis Chosh not found in the Gemara Tishporosh? Ever think about that question? How come? It's found by Simcha. It says, all of the Imam Shigur Bokhaver should have said Yud Beis Chosh or all of Shigur Bokhaver. Good. Right? What is the. Take a look on the Rosh Ramo. This is already our old Rosh. Simon Nun Gimel, just to refresh our memories for a moment. But the last 8 lines in the first column, page Lamadayim. Aloha Ches, you tell me. Aloha Vima Asa Lilo Shkelem Ugoatam Adjud Beis Kodesh. Uve'eva Rabbasi, Ashi Yagia Arego V'yigir Rebochaveva. We spoke about that before. Are the two ever mentioned in the same breath? Because one from Yerushalmi, one from Masechet Smachos. If they are, the answer would be, because it comes to Gugu Hatzim, it could end up a case where you have Yud Beis Kodesh before Gara. How come? You have an immense wardrobe, and you keep changing your clothes, and your suit was very well pressed before. It's possible, as opposed to just by Tisporis, where it's impossible. With them possible. Fine. Where do you find Yud-Beis Kodesh Beferish in the Shas? Only Bavli, only by Simcha. So then we'll go to Budaraya, as the Ramban before, and Pesh Kuf Tani Zayim, the Regals on the Vatla from the case of Simcha. Fine. The Darkei Moshe, as the Steve makes a point from the Ozeruah, that doesn't say Yud-Beis Kodesh by Gidul Tzar. Right? The Chorah doesn't have to say it. It's an automatic extension. Shloshim for other relatives automatically goes to Yud Beis Kodesh for all of the Imam, the Pasha. Oh, so the Divrei Sofer is the following Shaila against the Smak. We have a shear of 60 days. So yes, your Kashala, but a different way. Say, if the rail comes on day 20, knock off the whole 60. What's the answer? Oh, not 60. It's what? It's 30 and 30. Right, and two separate counts. That's what I would say. Two separate counts. That's what I say. Huh? Right. Actually, Yishalat Pera. Well, that's. Wet, but that's. I would say the shot the way I understand Yishalami. Yishalat Pera was the second 30 day. Right? Vigir Bokhavero. Ah, you mean the clock hasn't started yet, in other words. It's not guys even started yet. It's not shy of the cut. You can't cut it right before it started. Someone passes away in the middle of the sphere. Say, okay, Pesach should cancel the shoe. Pesach came before the event started. Doesn't work. Here too. Another came before that 30-day count ever began. That's the pashtus. So the Divrei Sofer from here in the Birur Halacha Divrei Maskel Ad quotes the text in the Shiorei Knesset Agdola, who says to answer this kasha, Kevin de Yeshchumra de Gara, the regal is not mevatel the first shloshim, only mevatel the second shloshim, which is not more chumra than the shloshim of Shara Velim. What does that mean? He's trying to explain the with his old Mahalach we spoke about before. The other Nemo, you're not allowed to shave in Erev Yontem. We spoke about this very before. And I think he can shave in Erev Yontem. But I don't go with his Mahalach. I don't understand that to be true. I look again, even the Ritzom is Moda, the Mipastish Lossim Apolkin, it's Mashma, the Reg of the Vatel, the Shlossim of Ove Vimo. It should be Mutter to do Giluach on Erev Yontem. Right? Should come out that way, the Pasha. Okay. Now, we mentioned before the Rif, you had the Lashon. Although we should see it, we didn't really read it inside. We were on page Yudal, but we didn't read inside the Rif, only the Nemuke. What's the Lashon of the Rif? On both sides. Let's look just for a minute. Page Yudal and Amin Aleph, and Dapeh HaRif. What does it say? Lacha Lamed Yom Al Ovo Imo, Yigadol Tera, Ad Sheyigaru Bo Chaveru. What does that mean? So the Beis Yosef says that Gizel Pera is 30 days. And the Rif is only coming to exclude Gara within 30 days. So the Mepharshim here, Pshita, what? Father and mother should be more cow than a brother? The Rif has to say this, that you have to wait at least 30 days? So guess what? They go back to their own trick. And they say it's all about Erev Yontif. And they go back to the Sherek and Sagadola. With the same, oh, it's Erev Yontif, you see that you can't shave Erev Yontif. The whole campaign against me here, Abbas. Everyone's conspiring to pass on the Chumrah in the Shaila. So I need to say, if that's what the Rif meant, I would say, Iker Chosr Menaseif. I'm not talking about him, what are you saying? I'm not talking about that at all. I'm asking about the Din Pasha. It is Din Pasha. The Rif is just telling you Din Pasha. You shouldn't make a mistake and think that since is a Din of Gali, of the Emo, maybe they didn't cancel out the Shloshim. Maybe within Shloshim, you might have thought. Or you might have thought that... Huh? No, since it's in Gara, but Emo, so maybe it even works paradoxically. You might have thought, and I'm not going to make any mistakes, that it works within Shloshim. What do you want to say, Adi? I'm not sure what you're saying. What if someone has a brother, loses a brother, and is Yontif on day 20, and is Yigur Bochaveh, what's the din? That's not what he's asking, so what else is Ferish Bakarish? Ferish. That would lead to that. Lahaloch. Okay? All the Rif is coming to exclude the other half of it. Remember the gear said toast to reject? Oh, it's coming to reject. You might have thought that by Shah Krovim, right, it's Mutter, Yigur Bochaveh, everyone within Shloshim. He's telling you that after all. He's telling you that the gear said Nishami is wrong, the way toast understood it, or that the Amarasa Shekahavamin is wrong, and either way, but this whole new din he never said. That's how I understand it. Now I go further than that. Is there Rabbeinu Chananel? And is there Meiri? Is there Meiri? Is it here? Take a look at Rabbeinu Chananel on Chav Beis and the Beis. Okay? You know what? You're together. If you're here in the Revov, don't move. It's easy here. You're in the Rif already. There's a Revov I enter the sea. So the Revov is the nephew of the Balamor. He has some very important things that he has to say over here. Okay? Take a look over here. Quote to the Ritz Gaius, Rabbi Nohai. Talk with the Yerushalmi. Look together. Here's what Rabbi Nohai goes on to the Galech, Erev Shabbos, with Chal Shmini, Shal Ahavim, Shal Ivo, Bishabbos, Erev Arego, with Abba Shol, which we haven't gotten to yet. He found this, the Sefer Amor, uncle. No. Then he goes to the fire like this. He hit the galea. The near midvarav is the end of the narrow lines here. Hatam kevin gzeres tiglachas shloshim yafinu lamikroy a regal mapsika kosh ken shu mapsik gzeres shloshim ad shishaleach pera o ad shiigru bochavero shein lo smach ben akosim. I bet against the Rishalmi. You have to be dochek and say that the Rishalmi kach kol davashu toli b'shiva v'shloshim horegon mafzik ramhochom mafzik ad shiyashalech tera shikur v'chavera of kolomar k'shem sharegon mafzik zera siglach ad shloshim v'avel ad shar krovim kach u mafzik zera shloshim ad shiyashalech tera o ad shikur v'chavera v'avel ad over v'ivo ומותר לגלח משום כבוד יומטר. אבל שאר דברים שאינם תלויים בשבע ושלושים ואינם משום כבוד יומטר כל ניכנס לבית השמחה בעבלת אבא ואימו אין הרגל מפסיק. Now it's unclear to me how to read this revolt. Also the Nehru is a little bit unclear. It's not that they're saying that according to some there could be a case in which Shloshim is mafzik the Avelus for Abba Ve'imo with respect to Sporet even if you have not yet reached the level of Yigur Rebo Chaveru. That's how this mash, that's how the revolt seems like he's talking. After all, it is an Indian to get a heck of the covered yard. Everyone's supposed to get a heck of the covered yard. There's no Yigur Rebo Chaveru. So therefore, knocks it off plain. That's what it sounds like from the revolt. I'm sorry. No. Again, I'm wrong. Within Shloshim, assuming that it's something which is normally done the club of Yantav, Yantav Regal Kav. If Regal would knock it off for a brother, the Regal should knock it off for a father and mother as well, because it has some shaykhus to cover Yantav. That's how I read it. That's how the Me'ivi seems to read originally these Rav Haigo and the Rizkeus. But at the end of this paragraph, Poga, look at the Me'ivi says. No. The Tiru Tisporet Af L'Av Aim. Kol shepoga regal achashiva, because it's only a rishonim. Where it's a little bit tov shloshim, okay. Then he has the key line. The avzu nira lomar davka v'shahoisa shom garas saverim lemasharo b'davat torah gadol. It's exactly what I was saying from the beginning. To the meiri there's pshat in the Rav Haigon, to the meiri there's pshat in the Rizgeis, and these gadoli rishonim v'gaonim. That they're all the way I said. So sometimes we had a chutzpah that I have to go against a certain poskim, achronim, who are machmor in the shayla. So now, what do you mean the chutzpah? On the contrary, the Rishonim said that way. My understanding is that the Gaonim said that way. I'm a bit troubled that the Revav and others, even in the Ritzvah, if you look it up, they didn't seem to understand the Gaonim this way, because they had a kasher from the Rishonim. According to the Smir, there's no kasher from the Rishonim. Well, it all depends upon whether it was Gara or not. Al Kopan of the Nehru is clear that someone lost a parent 2 weeks before Yontif. And an Eretz Yisrael reaches the Yigur Rebo Chaveru, it's mutter to take a heck out of a shape. Mefurish mutter. Black and white, mefurish. 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 In the Masevet Moshe, not the Chayotim, the other same Masevet Moshe, Chavez and Adres, and Achronim, he causes the Nod of Yehuda's Mekil against the Shulchan Aruch. And he wants to be Mekel based upon the Rach and the Rav Haigon and the Revolve, and I put it to me, even Beligar, that they said it. I read the Masevet Moshe. And it sounds like he really is right, the way you read the Ritva and the Revolve that way. But the way the Me'ivi said, it's even better. It solves all the world's problems. And it comes out of the Maskan, the way we said earlier, that if it's Gara on Erev or Regal, even for a parent, it's permissible to shave. There's no country imprint anywhere that I know about in the Rishonis that I know about until very recent times. There was that Ramban with the Machab of ideas which we took care of with the Chiddush we said a couple of weeks ago. This is where we've lived the Maskana. Okay. Time for Mincha. Thank you very much. Why not? Ooh, Shalom Aleichem. How are you? Welcome. How are you doing?
Yeah, sorry,
Mike. You were here. Andy Bablois, short. I got up from the farm. I got up for a job. It was horrible. I was never going to say the time. How you doing? How's the trip?
Yeah, very good.
All day. Welcome, welcome.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, the conference is a big target. It's on the way to get you a bed. You think it's on the way.
Yeah.